going back to the story about me talking to her and telling her about me cheating, when she was ready to talk to me, the reason I know that she knows I'm following God is because she put the note in my Bible for me to find it for what she wrote to me.
Because she knows you read it.
A lot. and I, when I saw it, I cried. I was very, very touched. And I was touched because what she told me was, without saying anything, is, I know this is where you're going for your strength right now, and I just want you to know that we may be okay. I'm still trying to work through this thing right now. But it was put in the front of my Bible where I would see it when I opened my Bible. And and then God's got to do his work on her. But the fact that she went to my Bible and thought enough to know I'm changing, and then know where to put the note, not on my food, not where I sit, but in the Bible, for me, that says a whole lot about how God can work in my life through my marriage.
That's great. Yeah, I really want to talk about God's work too, because I feel like some people, like, they say, oh, I believe in God, like, I follow God, but, like, are you really walking that narrow path, that narrow gate? Because for me personally, it hurts a lot. Like, just, like, walking with God, it, for me personally, it was, like, a really slow transition, but it was just, like, a lot of realizations, a lot of lessons I had to learn and go back to Christ, me walking away and then coming back and understanding and then making the same mistake again and then coming back. And it's not like this, like, sun, it's not like sunshine and rainbows, right? And it's not supposed to be. It's not like the goal, right? The goal is to experience. The goal is to have a relationship, and that's really what it's all about. So can you talk about, like, what it really means to, like, walk that path?
I love that question, and I'll tell you why. I did go to him and go away, for years. I was baptized 4 different times, seeking the Lord. Well, if I get baptized, I'll get closer to him.
Just get wet in the water, right?
And I heard somebody say, well, if you got baptized but you weren't saved, and you weren't baptized by the Holy Spirit, all you did was get wet. So I got wet a lot. But I know that this time when I was baptized, I was already baptized by the Holy Spirit, and I know that it was a proclamation to anybody that was there and anybody that saw the video that I was baptized, and I am proclaiming that I am Jesus Christ, and I will follow him. Thank you. And
that's the devil trying to get in this room, man. They can't do it. You can't do it.
I totally rebuke that statement. The devil is not in this room.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. But for me, like, I did a lot of things that were terrible before I got saved. I don't have a desire or thought to do those things today. Don't want to. Don't have any desire at all. I want to help people. I want to show people how to be saved like I have been saved. And again, everybody gets saved in their own way. And I love you talked about the path. And I'm going to say something else too. Mike, I'm 66 years old. You're 20 years old. Mm-hmm. When I was 20 years old, there wasn't no talking to me about God. God was not around. Mm-hmm. He was that one set of footprints for a long time. I got sober when I was 20.
That footprint thing?
I learned it from the program. I got it and understood it, but yet I didn't. I can always look back on my life and see when there was one and two sets today, but for I couldn't sure. When I was in the middle of it.
Okay.
And the fact that you guys are so young, 21 years old, and Mike is 20, and you're walking with the Lord, and you're praising God, and like that is so powerful to me. And that's why when we talk, I really respect you guys, because you're living in the world, but you're not living in the world today.
Like, I forget the age gap, to be honest, sometimes. I don't even look at you like you're older than us. Like, you're literally our church. You're like in our church friend group. That's it.
I agree.
Close to it.
Our brother.
100%.
Yeah. Fred.
Family. Sure. I mean, I love you family. Guys like that.
United
too.
Like through Christ, and that's it. Amen. Right? That's the connection. It's not like age, or it's not like anything like that.
But with age comes knowledge.
Yeah.
And I've been through
that's why lot. I'm always down to listen to whatever you have to say.
The lot that I've been through, mm-hmm. you guys will never have to go through because you're walking with the Lord, which is mm-hmm. such a grace and a blessing. But I will say at the same time that we are so fortunate mm-hmm. in this time when Christ is coming home soon. Nobody knows the day or the time. But we as Christians that are reading the Bible and reading about the when the Antichrist comes to earth and when the tribulation happens, we're not going to be surprised when he shows up. But we'll be Christ is going to come like a thief in the night to those that are living in sin, mm-hmm. to those that are following Satan. And when we are no longer here, they're going to hear the words we said to them, and they're going to hear the words they said back to us, and then they're going to think about, uh-oh, now I got to go through 7 years of this, mm-hmm. because I'll tell them about it, but it's their choice. And the other thing is I don't have the ability to make them become saved. I can bring the message to them, and then it's their choice.
Planting mm-hmm. the seed, yeah.
God, absolutely. God grows it. Absolutely.
I want to read this quote by Isaac Newton. He said, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." And when you said that, like you're older, you have the wisdom, and even not even just that, like our forefathers and stuff like that, it's each generation is standing on each other's shoulders to walk even further down the path, walking to make that narrow gate not so narrow, to make it like more bearable. You know what I'm saying? Like to take on that journey towards getting closer with Christ. It's not my own doing.
And see a bigger picture too in life.
Yeah, I'm standing on Eugene's shoulders when I ask him questions because he's the giant here. I'm just riding along.
I don't feel like any kind of giant. I feel like that, you know, like the giants were there, and I was one of them little guys standing next to the giants because I just have faith in the Word of God, mm-hmm. and I love our conversations because we explore what it is that we're trying to understand, or we come to each other and talk about things. And I love the fact that we go down and we talk to the preachers or the pastors after church, and we all have different yeah. questions. And sometimes we're at different ones, and sometimes we're all around one guy, poor guy. And we're asking a bunch of questions.
But in a very good way.
Yeah, it's a great pastor, Mike. It's a great thing. Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to all the pastors.
Yeah,
absolutely.
George, do you have any questions?
Yeah, George has been quiet.
I just came
bro.
Up with a question.
No, he had many questions.
You guys were asking questions too, so I just didn't want to just like interrupt and stuff.
All right, here we go. Please, George.
My question was, so you were going back and forth with like, you know, going to church and stuff like that, but was like, what was the process like with, you know, you would drink and stuff and then you would go back to like not drinking? Was there ever a case? Or just not even drinking, just drugs? No?
I did drinking and drugging for 8 years. As good as anybody could ever do it. And then I got sober at 20 years old.
Was there ever a thought like, why am I doing this? Or this is bad. And you would like kind of back off from it or something like.
No.
Not even from friends.
I mean, when I woke up shaking and couldn't go back to sleep until I took a shot of, well, like a half a fifth of whiskey. Because then I would pass back out again. I really believed that I was going to be the old man sitting on a porch somewhere with a fifth of liquor next to me, rocking in a rocking chair with my hair down to my knees. That's what I believed I was going to be. And instead, God's got me doing things that are just beyond my wildest dreams right now.
Yep. And he's got a great purpose for you, as he says.
Sure does.
Every single one of us. That's why we always like tell our audience to really learn, be open-minded to trusting God, because he's got purpose for every single one of us. We really have to understand that and humbly really accept the fact that he knew us before anybody knew us, before the time. So that itself is also hard to grasp for those.
Not only did he know us, he chose us to be his.
Yeah. And wow. I think people need to be a little bit more, especially in this generation, people need to be a little bit more humble and open-minded to these type of stuff, is because a lot of the things what holds people back, from my understanding, is they always, just like what Mike brought up in the beginning, they always want constant type of proof or this instant change. It doesn't always happen because that's not everybody's plan. It's not everybody's way of things happening. People just need to be a little bit more patient too with this process.
In the Bible,
read the word of God.
It says in the latter days, it's going to be like the days of Noah. And the days of Noah are like what we live today, where there's fornication, there's sex clubs all over the place, there's women with women, men with men. They've gone so demonic that they're trying to change our children from boys to girls and girls to boys.
With pills too, and
that's,
all that.
That's a demonic spirit in our world that is already here. So we as Christians are fortunate enough that we can share the word of God and come against those evils.
Yeah.
And it's happening right now in our country, and I'm really, really grateful for that.